Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Toronto's fall festival season is in full drive this October. Look out for Toronto After Dark for scary and fantastic films, Rendezvous with Madness for addiction and mental health, Planet in Focus for environmental ones on its 20th anniversary, and Imaginative with movies by and about Indigenous people from around the world. This week, though, I'm looking at three movies. One's about a gangster turns to drugs for success. Another is a grandpa who turns to word games to find his missing son. And a woman who becomes an amateur sleuth to find the bad guys. Sometimes, Always, Never, directed by Carl Hunter. Alan, played by Bill Nighy, is a dapper businessman in small-town England. He likes Marmite tea and Scrabble. He's meeting his estranged adult son, Peter, played by Sam Riley, to view a body at a remote village morgue. Alan's other son ran away decades ago, disappearing without a trace. Could this be him? But when the body turns out to be the son of another couple, played by Jenny Agutter and Tim McInerney, Alan follows Peter home, and it's an excuse to finally meet his daughter-in-law, Sue, played by Alice Lowe, and grandson, Jack, played by Louis Healy. Won't you stay for dinner? Well, that evening turns into an extended visit as Alan insinuates himself into their life, sharing a bunk bed in Jack's room. Teenager is a shy introvert who spends all his time gaming online, so his grandfather takes the chance by giving him a haircut and a custom-made suit to change his image. He's a tailor, you see. Movie's title actually refers to the buttons, which button to button first on a three-button suit. Always, sometimes, never, from top to bottom. Alan's obsession with Scrabble has a lot to do with the missing son, who ran away in the middle of a Scrabble game. It's what separates him from his living son, but could it bring them back together? And his relations with Margaret and Arthur. That's the couple they met at the bed and breakfast by the morgue. But can a board game bring his missing son home again? Sometimes, Always, Never is a clever, funny, and touching look at family life in small-town England. Lots of twists in the plot and lots of wordplay. Whole script is almost like an ongoing Scrabble game. It does walk the fine line between charming and twee. Everywhere you go is drenched with costumes, houses, cars, music, furniture, all from an earlier era, even though it takes place nowadays. But Bill Nighy, Alice Lowe, and all the rest of the cast are so good, you can excuse a bit of excess quirky cuteness. I like this movie. The Laundromat, directed by Steven Soderbergh. Mossack and Fonseca, played by Gary Oldman and Antonio Banderas, are a pair of rich lawyers who operate out of Panama. You may have heard of them. They like flashy tuxedos, palm trees, and vodka martinis. How come they're so rich? Their firm holds the secrets of dictators, billionaires, drug dealers, corporations, celebrities, and politicians the world over. Through the use of offshore banking, shell corporations, and absolute secrecy, they launder untold billions of dollars, hence the title, The Laundromat. Enter Ellen, played by Meryl Streep. She's an every woman who loses her husband in a freak accident on their wedding anniversary. A boat sinks. Turns out the insurance on the boat tour they took was bogus. Later, when she buys a condo in Las Vegas with her husband's life insurance, it's snatched away out from under her by some Russian oligarchs. Who are all these people and why are they all against her? So she begins to investigate. All these companies, real estate, insurance, banking, they all seem to operate out of weird offices in the Caribbean. So she flies out there to confront the CEO of her company, only to discover he's just a post office box. Can she follow this trail all the way to Panama? And will the villains ever pay? Okay, The Laundromat is a fable that explains the money laundering and tax evasion brought to light by the now famous Panama Papers, a huge data haul released by an anonymous whistleblower. Mossack and Fonseca themselves, the actors playing them, tell the story in episodic form, regular turning to the camera to look right at you. Being the movie, I was giggling. I thought, oh, this is so cool. This audacity, this unexpected format. Couldn't wait to see Soderbergh's next trick. Trouble is, there were no other gimmicks. That was the trick in the whole movie. They flog the same dead horse. This is just a movie. They're all actors. It's in front of a green screen for the whole 90 minutes. Just when you start caring about anybody, they make sure you realize it's just a movie. Okay, I admit there's one surprise twist near the end, but it's immediately followed by a slice of earnest Americana so cringeworthy, even a 9-year-old would blush in embarrassment. Not my favorite movie. Chico, written and directed by Özgür Yıldırım. Chico, played by Dennis Mosquito, is a young German trying to get ahead. His parents came there from Turkey as Gastarbeiter in the 60s, and he still hangs out with other Turkish Germans, especially his two best friends, Tibet, played by Volkan Özkan, and Curly. Together, they beat up and rob a local cannabis dealer instead of running away, they ask to meet his boss. Brownie, played by Moritz Bleibtreu, is a crime boss living a comfortable middle-class life. He ends up hiring the scrappy Chico on a trial run, moving 10 keys of cannabis. Chico waits, he exults in his new wealth, and he tries to woo a Turkish-German prostitute named Miriam, played by Reyhan Sahin, who's in the apartment next door. Is it true love or just a financial transaction? Meanwhile, Tibet, on the other hand, tries to save money for his mom, who needs a kidney transplant, but in doing so, he shortchanges the marijuana customers on weight. Brownie finds out, and his thugs punish him by hammering a nail through his foot. Ah! So this starts a series of escalating events. Chico graduates to coke dealing, buys a white Mercedes with gold hubcaps to match his new image, and rises up like Scarface, while Tibet, his situation gets worse and worse, and he gets angrier and angrier. Finally, Chico has to choose between the kingpin Brownie or his former best friend Tibet. So which commands his loyalty, friendship, or business? Okay, Chico is a cool, though quite violent, drama set in urban Germany. Mosquito is terrific as Chico, as is the actor who played Tibet, and Bleibtreu, pretty much the whole cast. And he's great as this tragic figure. This is a melodrama in the good sense, not just a drama. I found the movie very moving. The acting, the almost documentary-like realism of around the urban Turkish community, the mosque, the stores, the restaurants. It also has good chase scenes, shootouts, and fights that you'd expect from a crime movie. This one's playing as part of the Goethe Institute's series of crime dramas called Stronger Than Blood. I like this one. Sometimes, Always, Never opens today. Check your local listings. The Laundromat also starts today at the Tip of a Lightbox, along with Chico playing for one night only on October 8th at the same location. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and my website, culturalmining.com.